Blog Talk Radio.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Blackhawks. You're flying high now, so let's wrap it up. Let's go, you Hawks. Blue Hawks, now on the ground. Here comes the Hawks. Here comes the Hawks. Here comes the Hawks. Here comes the Hawks.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Back to that same old
That's right, the Chicago boy wins Idol. Lee, the new American Idol. I picked it from the beginning. Last night, I thought he had it lost. But what? Alan, Paul.
I don't remember if I pushed one. Am I on?
You're
not on.
Always forget. Wait, Alan. Alan, let me explain something to you. You know, when you want to talk to the host, you got to push that one button, and then I'll pick you up. But I was just so amazed that Alan beat it, came in at that time, that I picked him up anyways.
Hold on, let me hang up and call back.
So, you're not supposed to be here for another 15 minutes. Okay. That's an inside joke for people that listen to the show for a long time. Alan always is running a little bit behind because he forgets time zone. I think he sometimes has called Rennie time.
or old timers.
No, Rennie time. Remember, Rennie always thought, you know, out in California it was like an hour behind or something like that, or
an
hour forward, or she got me so confused that I forget too.
I just want to make a comment. I'm having a little computer problem again, so I'll be a little late getting into the chat room. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, that's funny, Alan. Go ahead.
That's weird because I'm actually in the chat room for a change.
Yeah, so Alan's in the chat room. Paul's not. Must be this. You know, last night when Alan tweeted that he wanted Lee to win, I was a little worried. Because, you know, Alan, you've not got correct winners lately, have you? You picked Jordan to win, didn't you? I mean, kind of, yeah. I'll give you Jordan. But, you had the Cowboys to win. You had Russ to win. And then you said Lee to win. I'm like, oh, no, he's going to lose, though.
So I'm the jinx mode, huh?
No, I'm just playing around. In my defense,
Russell should have won.
I know. We won't go there.
Been said. Been done. It's over.
No more Survivor talk. Survivor's done. Oh, wait. We can still talk Survivor.
It's over. He lost.
Yeah. Even Bobby said, no.
Ron, I knew you couldn't resist that comment.
Okay. But you know what? I want to say, I brought the show tonight was one of the best American Idol.
I was so excited for your show to come on because I agree 200%, if that's possible.
I tell you what was really cool is watching Bret Michaels. I think that was the highlight of the whole show for me was Bret Michaels coming out there because he looked so good. You know, I'm glad he's done a lot better, and that just proves to everybody tonight just what a fighter he really is.
Okay, I'm not even gonna say what I'm thinking. I mean, does it prove that he's a fighter, or is it? No, never mind. I won't even go there. I won't.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and open the can because I've got a rebuttal for that.
Okay, here. I want to play devil advocate because I don't think it's true. Okay?
You don't think what's true?
What I'm getting ready to say, I don't think it's true.
Okay.
I'm just saying it to kind of put us into debate, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm saying, I'm just telling the listener, don't get mad at me, But
do not get mad at Ron. Disclaimer: Ron does not believe what he's about to say. In other words, he's full of shit talking out of that.
Right. I'm just telling you what I read and what I've been told by other people. Okay. So was Brett as sick as he really is supposed to? Because I didn't think a person that would have a brain hemorrhage would be able to sing. I mean, yeah, maybe he didn't sing perfectly. Did he? I mean, I thought he sounded pretty good tonight. Second of all, I thought he's. I mean. I haven't seen the other stuff yet. I still have to watch Oprah. But I thought he, sounded pretty good. I mean, was it karaoke? Could have been a karaoke tape? I mean, I just, I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Go ahead, Paul. I'll let you go first.
Okay, all I was going to say is there are people that are in love with conspiracy theories. It is fun to speculate and to think about that part of the whole thing, but
you know what? I can't believe
I agree with you, Alan.
Theories at all.
I do not think there is any way that this is a conspiracy theory, and or that there was any conspiracy. And I believe that he was indeed that sick. You don't have doctors interviewed and all the other people interviewed and everybody. Being so happy that he survived and was on death's door, and it's just too much in this instance. And I'm just saying, I know what you read, Ron, and I know you just brought it up just to bring it up, and you don't believe it either. So,
right, I really don't. I mean, I really do believe he's sick, and I hate to be the one doing the negative talk because I'm sick now too, and I kind of understand what he's going through. I'm one step away from maybe having something like that myself, if it would ever happen, you know what I mean? So I kind of understand what he's going through.
You're just trying to be the good host of a radio show to bring up stuff.
Well, I can say this, whether it's whether he really was that hurt or not, most people who listen to the show know that almost 2 years ago I was in a real bad car accident that almost cost me my life, and I broke my pelvis in two spots. Okay. Now, when I walk, I do walk with a limp, but I can walk.
Trying to talk with a limp, too, bud.
I think that's just the Southern coming out in me.
No, it is.
I can walk. I can walk. I walk with a limp, but I can only walk so far, and I can only stand for so long. So, in Brett's defense, everybody saw him sing, but they don't know the pain and suffering that he has to go through after the fact. He might be hurting now or have a headache or need to go lay down, get oxygen or something like that. All we see is the superficial part of it. So, I'm trying not to make an assumption based on that. But that is a good point to bring up.
No, that's a great point, too. And I agree. I mean, I honestly feel like he actually was really sick. That's one reason I gave the disclaimer in the beginning of this conversation. But you know what? The song that he sung also is a very simple song, and I was glad they sung that one because it's actually one of my favorite songs by Poison. And
Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Great song.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. And it's something else. Let's just take a moment in Brett's honor because I always love playing little Brett Michaels. Give me a second. I think I got something right here. Let's do this real quick. We won't play the whole song.
This next song, light it up in here. This one's called Something to Believe In. Mr. Stu Simone. at the promised lands. He totally believed on Jesus, stole the money from my hand. And some say he was a good man. Lord, I think he sees.
But there is a little Bret Michaels.
Give me something to believe in.
Okay.
But, I like that one.
More performances.
I want to save
the ending for Simon and what the last main song they did.
I will throw it to you. It was so great. I wrote John every bit and wow. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's just. I got certain ones I want to bring up first, in order a little bit. Okay, first of all, my favorite performance of all, even beats Bret Michaels, was the Crystal and Alanis Morissette duet. What do you got? I mean, I love. I'm a huge fan of Alanis Morissette, and when they did. You know, suddenly, oh my gosh! I mean, Crystal and her was awesome.
I was giving like little symbols, and I put like a star, and up until Bret showed up, that one had gotten a star from me too. I like that one. I agree with you, Ryan.
What do you think, Alan? What do you think about that one?
I'm going to reserve my comment because it's not quite like you two gentlemen.
Ah, you didn't like it?
Not so much.
I mean, I just really am a huge fan. No, you can tell. I want your honest opinion. I mean, tell us what you think. I mean, was it Crystal or was it Allison? I mean, which one?
No. First and foremost, I really enjoy listening to Crystal sing. I think that, you know, and it might just be Alanis' personality. I don't know much about her, but from what I hear on the radio, I've never seen her in concert. I've never seen any video about her. I thought she was just like, you know, To be honest with me, I thought she was like one of the contestants that just started American Idol. She came out, did her thing, wasn't thrilled about it, and that was the end of it. She was, to me, it looked like more worried about the song than she was the performance.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think she's performed live in a long time either. It was actually like a comeback. I mean, it was the first time I've seen her live. You know, in a live performance on television, you know what I mean? So now I see what you're saying. And coming to let's switch our places because I want to do the opposite too. The person I thought was kind of weak tonight, and I was really shocked. And I know people are gonna give me flack for it probably, but Janet Jackson, I didn't really appreciate. What do you guys think about Janet Jackson's performance?
Was not a thrill seeker for me at all. I was like, okay, whatever.
And if you guys disagree, call in 347-237-5506. Just, you know, if you're seeing something, you know, say something. You know, call in. I mean, don't sit there and, you know, if you disagree.
I'm going to make a little disclaimer of my own by saying this too. First and foremost, Michael Jackson was a great man in his own right as far as music is concerned, so don't take this the wrong way, but you can only have so many tributes to one man before they start getting old. I kind of thought it was
a tribute to him. I mean,
they had all the dancers dressed up like him and dancing the way he used to dance, you know. Come up with your own original stuff.
Janet Jackson did that too, though. Kind of. I mean, I know what you're going at with it, but I think it was lots of Janet Jackson. You know what I mean? I think it was more a tribute to Jackson to me. But I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I agree. I was shocked that we didn't get a, you know, Michael Jackson type thing because it's been less than a year.
I was a little behind on my DVR and I knew I had to catch up. I started listening to her performance for a while and then I said, I got to fast forward. And even fast forward, it went on and on and on. It was a long time, that bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, kind of. Even the songs that she sung was like songs that I really didn't, yeah. Man, there were so many good performances. Though.
I know.
John and Hall, or Hall and Oates. Hall and Oates. What do you guys think about that one? That was...
Well, first of all, like Alan makes comments about, you know, if you are already a fan or have loved certain music in the past, that influences how you feel. I've never, you know, and that goes into my era, that music, you know, and I was never a big Hall & Oates fan. And as far as...
I didn't think that they're that old.
Oh, yeah. There was about 8 different performers tonight that I looked up because I was curious their ages. And Daryl Hall is 63 and Oates is 61.
Yeah, but were they performing back then? I thought they were more in the 70s, weren't they? Like early 70s?
At any rate, the point being, I was never a big fan, so those songs were kind of vanilla to me. I don't dislike those songs, but it just wasn't, when I look at some of the other performances, I just wasn't that into it, I guess.
I'm going to have to agree with N123 from the chat room. If I didn't sing with Bret Michaels, my complete thrill would have been to sing up there with the Bee Gees. The Bee Gees are just awesome.
Oh, my God, yes. So we're done with Hall & Oates, or did you have something more to say, Ron?
No, I mean, I kind of was going to go there next. Bee Gees were awesome. Yeah, and the whole performance was perfect. Straight on, awesome. And
And Barry is 63, Robin is 60, and it's been 7 years since Maurice died. But I loved that part, segment.
Oh, and I'll be honest with you, another one of my favorite bands of all time is the Doobie Brothers. And,
yes, Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald, you know, that was like awesome to me, and like that's like one of my favorite songs of all time. Taking it to the streets. I love it. Definitely love the song. You know what? Again, we had some great performances. Lee with Chicago, awesome.
Yes. Who was it? Yep. Heather was just in there in the chat room talking about that. Yes, and that definitely is my era. They actually started in 67, and they had their big album was CTA, Chicago Transit Authority, and oh yeah, love
that. They started in 67, so you were what, in your early 40s then, Paul?
Thank you, guy. Hey, Ron, here's a little fact. Did you know that the group Chicago originally met, and I'm sure they've had many more because it's such a large group, but they originally met on the campus of DePaul?
Wow. No, I didn't know that fact. But
DePaul is that, like a community college there?
DePaul University is Illinois.
DePaul is like huge. DePaul is like one of the best, you know, it's like, you know, one of the biggest, you know, schools in the Midwest.
And they also...
I'm not from the Midwest or...
Yeah, they have a...
State at all.
No, I understand. It's not a community college, what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Okay.
And they had one of the greatest coaches of all time, Ray Myers, in which if you want to buy his autograph, you can go to therandreality.us and buy it because it's on there. Sorry for the plug.
Good plug there.
He was a legend. What was the guy at Alabama, the football coach for the Crimson Tide? I mean, he was in that same kind of icon coaches.
Yeah.
Bear Bryant. I mean.
Yeah, definitely one of the greatest college basketball coaches of all time, Ray Myers is, and everything. But Chicago, I mean, Chicago was huge. Actually, my first ever dance with a female during
junior high or something.
junior high dance was with a son from Chicago.
What was your first dance with a male?
I'm saving it for you, baby.
Yeah, that's a big comeback, Rod.
Excuse me. We're dancing to here. We'll dance to a little Dingling.
Hey, you know if we're gonna
that was great.
If we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it in Vegas.
Vegas is the only place we can do it at.
That's great.
That I want to see the video of.
Now we have to do something. I was gonna do it tonight, and maybe we still will do it. I mean, who would you guys vote? You know, if you guys want to, who would you vote? The Rad Reality Idol, is it? And let's play our first nomination. Okay, you ready for the first nomination for the Rad Reality Idol pick? And our first nomination is, and we won't play the whole song because we play them over and over again sometimes. But here's our first nomination, and it's somebody on the phone line with us, and I can't find it right this second. You might be lucky, you guys might not have to hear it. No, I know it's there somewhere. I'm trying to remember what I named it, though. I think it's Dingling.
No, that's your porn file.
No. It's what it is. I need to clean some of these freaking files out. I mean, there's so many. Oh, here it is. It's Alan's Ding. Song number 3 and song number 4. We got 4 nominees, and before the night, we will vote who will be the Rad Reality American Idol. We'll do a little vote in the chat room. So just
the Reality Idol, the Ron Radial.
The Rad Reality Idol. It's not Ron Rad. The show is not called the Ron.
No, I know the Rad Reality.
Everyone calls it the Ron Rad Show. It's not Ron Rad. It's the Rad Reality Show. Okay. I'm just teasing because it happened
earlier today.
You know,
yeah.
No, it's just not always. It's because it's the Rad Reality Show. It's not just me. It's everyone. Alan's part of the Rad team. Paul's part of the Rad team. Jess is part of the Rad team. Corey's part of the Rad team. Michelle Costa's part of the Rad team. Cowboy's part of the Rad team. You know, everyone who's ever been part of the show, you're part of
Yeehaw.
The Rad. Yeehaw. Okay. Okay. It was bad. Okay. So, okay. We have more signers to talk about, don't we?
Yes.
Alan, you still with us?
I am here.
You're in the chat room. It's funny seeing Alan's name in the chat room again.
Yeah, I know, because I haven't been able to do both in a long time.
No.
Welcome back, Al.
So,
thank you.
Feel free to, and we will be talking. I'm saving the best for last. There's 2 things I want to save for last. If you guys, I want to save. Talking about, okay, 3 actually. I want to save talking about the winner more towards the end. I want to save talking about the big song with all the past cast members. And I want to save talking about Simon to the end with Paula, you know, and everything.
Okay.
So those are topics that will be coming up in
the
future.
Okay, promised. You promise, Ron?
Yeah, those are promises. But let's wait to the last part of the show to do it.
Okay.
Because, and then we're going to talk some other shows, too, before this night's over with. So we will be having plenty of time to do it. Okay, so did anybody really care for Christy Aguilera? I love Beautiful by the girls, but, I mean, the whole performance was kind of blah to me. Was it?
It was a little above blah for me, but I'm kind of with you. I don't know that actually the top 6 girls, when they started singing, I thought to myself, well, this is pretty good. You know, they're doing a pretty good job, kind of enjoying this. And I don't know.
Waiting for her to pop up from the floor saying, I am beautiful in everything I do.
No, well, now I like it even better after hearing your version.
Oh. Burn. Alan, so what did you think about Christy?
Well,
same thing
to be honest, it was one of my not so much group.
Kind of one of your lower points? Or,
did you like the
girls?
Did you like the girls? I thought the girls were good.
Oh, yeah. I think they did a lot better than she did.
That's
yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It is Paige, her name, right? The black girl was Paige, was it?
Paige, thank you. Thank you, yes.
Yes, there's Paige and Siobhan.
Right? Yeah, I just couldn't remember her name. That's how much she made an influence in my... I don't want to do this, but let's go there next.
What, Jen?
The two people that I really thought should never have been on the top 12 this year was Paige. Again, it was hard for me to even remember the name. And was his name Antonio? What was the one guy?
That's Danielle's old family friend. Are you talking about Andrew?
Andrew.
Yeah,
okay. Andrew. I mean. They both kind of proved to me tonight why they didn't get far, in my opinion. Even Andrew was kind of like dull during his solo part in the men's song. I know we talked about this performance. Were you shocked that Casey picked Brett Michaels to sing with? I thought that Brett was with Casey.
How do they decide that when you said he picked him? Do you think that they get that much of a choice, or the producers try to match people?
In the past, I believe that the artist, you know, the
contestant
got to pick. I mean, I know like one year CeCe Wyman was one of the people because I believe it was Medusa or. Yeah.
There was a Medusa. No, what was her name? Yeah, I know who you're talking about. She was more into the Christian music and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she wanted CeCe Wyman, so that's why they had him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I believe that there's many times they do. Maybe sometimes they don't because, like, I was thinking Huey Lewis in the News for Casey, you know what I mean? Or somebody more like a country rocks type. Guys.
Well, what do you think? I think they kind of Brett and Casey it kind of went went together. Did you think that they?
No, I totally loved the song. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I just was shocked. I think that's what kind of made me shocked a little bit. I mean, first of all, that he started out with that song.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go back and touch Casey because you guys know I like Casey. Casey was one of my favorite for the season. You know. And so
you're getting distracted. You're reading about the Cubs, I think.
No, actually, I'm watching the Cubs.
Oh, okay. Heather's making some comments in there that at first I thought she's starting to is she starting trouble, and then I realize that she's watching.
It's Bucky Dooley.
I'm actually watching the game myself, and And thank you, Heather, to remind me that we're on. So I turned off the Young and Restless.
All right.
I
was looking at my page, and the next segment that came up after the Christina Aguilera segment was Ricky Gervais talking from satellite. That was hilarious.
I like that. That was great. Do I get paid soon?
Yeah, I like my favorite part of it was when he said that Simon throws away the cash wrinkled up.
You know, somebody's going to believe that and start trying to find his trash cans.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out where he lived from his house. I couldn't tell, though. I mean, Okay, so what other performances have we missed?
Let's see.
Anybody else want to join us? Is there a female out there that's listening? 347-237-5506, or are you guys just joining us rattling about this?
Yeah, come on, call in and join the fun.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to hear your opinion. Call in if you have an opinion about the show. If we've already touched it or if it's a subject that we're going to still talk about, guys, in my defense, I've just been so bogged down. So we're going to get some guests starting. I'm hoping maybe tomorrow we get a guest, because we do have a show tomorrow still. I'm going to still keep the Thursday show because Big Brother starts in a month. We'll do the Thursday show. And I'm hoping to get maybe Survivor cast-offs up till then, stuff. So, let's take a break.
Okay.
Paul, your goal is to check off on your list what performances we have.
I was doing that just a second ago.
So get ready after we play.
Okay.
Song number two, in the Rad Reality. Remember, we're gonna vote at the end of the show, guys. So you can vote, and we'll pick the winner. And now
I haven't even heard the other songs, and I've already picked my winner.
This next song is a song that is. I keep on scrolling off from it, and give me a second. I'm hoping this. Wait. Okay, let me find it. What song was it? Oh, wait. I know what it's called. You guys, this is great about Love Live TV. Live Radio. Because I can sit here and.
Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
We'll do that one just because you. We'll could be a good segment, too. So, song number two. That we it's up for American Idol, or the Rad Reality Idol, starring Brett Favre. And where is it?
I think you lost it. There it is, that button over there. No, the one next to it.
You know what? I pushed the damn button, and it didn't work. Must got
you know how to push my buttons, huh?
So number two nominee is Brett Favre singing Pants on the Ground. Number one is Alan doing Dingling. Okay, we got two more coming up still. Who will they be? Who would you vote to be the winner of the Rad Reality Idol? So what did you think about Pants on the Ground tonight?
Actually, you didn't say a name, but I jumped in anyway. Thought it.
Paul from Minnesota. What did you think about Pants on the Ground?
You better give him the proper intro, or he might get upset.
I gotta say this. Well, did you guys know there's a new dance?
Oh God!
We will play the new dance. We will play the new dance and how to do it. And maybe we can get some music to it. I'm hoping.
You're going to let me explain this one to the people that don't know what you're talking about, or are you going
to? No, you can't. You got to listen to tomorrow night's show.
Oh, okay.
You can find out, or you had to listen to the BB Hour today. If you missed it, you missed me and Paul joining Nikki, like we've been doing lately, and Bobby from Survivor. So you need to go listen to her show.
Bob Dog.
Like Pants on the Ground, Alan and Paul. You guys fight who wants to talk first.
Alan could kick my ass, though. I defer.
I've been told I talk too much, too loud anyways.
Oh, so you're giving in to me this time. Oh, I like that. One for me.
Age before beauty.
Okay, I better go last.
There you go. I thought that I liked the production. It actually made it more fun to see it that way. And I thought that he was, I mean, how old is that general? I mean, he's quite a long, but when William,
like 70s, isn't he?
When William Hung came out, it just kind of brought the whole production down. I mean, I kind of...
Oh, I loved it. That was my favorite part.
I thought it was funny. I started laughing.
By himself, I like that, and I have fun watching William Hung, but I don't know. Overall, I liked it.
William Hung rocks.
Hello.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we're really hard doing the Three Stooges again tonight. The three of us, we are sounding funny as hell. Anybody that's listening to this. Yeah, Pants on the Ground.
He's 63. And guess where he was born? Or not. His hometown is Atlanta, Georgia.
Ah.
Wow. Cool.
I really liked the whole dance and everything. I thought it was funny, and then when they had William out there, I think they were looking more for comedy than anything. I don't think they were looking for production value.
Yeah, the first year, they didn't have one of those awards things, which I think was overplayed. I'm kind of over that, you know.
I'm switching spots. Did you like when Danny Cook did his song to Simon, and they had all those, you know, old cast-offs?
Wait a minute. Before we go there, I have to get a question answered if anybody can. At the beginning of the show, with schools out, who was that blonde female lead guitarist?
I don't know, but I'm glad you brought up that performance.
I mean, she looked, you know, for what I could tell when the camera was on there, she was pretty damn good.
She was hot. And
well,
that
too.
That was a way to kick off the show. I loved it. It was an awesome show kickoff. Alice Cooper and everything was awesome. What do you think, Alan?
Her name is Orianthe.
Oh, that sounds...
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's Orianthe.
Spell it.
Orianthe?
I believe it's O-R-I-A-N-T-H-I, something like that.
Okay, I'm not sure. Does it show that she was in any group, or she's a solo artist?
I believe she's a solo artist.
I don't.
Well, at 62 years old, I didn't think Alice still had it. There's a lot of 60-year-olds that were on tonight. They had his voice drowned out quite a bit.
He's the one that was in the school uniform, right?
Alice Cooper is the one with the painted eyes and stuff.
No, Orianthe, the girl.
She was standing on the little stage behind the judges.
Okay. O-R-I-A-N-T-H-I, just looked her up.
Thanks.
Orianthe, however it's pronounced.
And she was blonde and hot.
Yes.
With the guitar.
Yes. Says, rock legend Alice Cooper opened tonight on America's Final Finale. And he brought the most sought-after young guitarist on the planet with him as he and Orianthe tackled this classic song, School's Out for Summer. So apparently
I would seek her out, too. I mean, yeah, she was. And then the next performance after that one that I haven't checked off, Ron, Chris Allen came on, and that was just so blah-blah in my mind.
Okay, I wanted to talk about something, and I was going to talk about Chris Allen. See, I think Chris Allen won last year for the same reason Lee won this year, personally.
Yep.
And I don't want to go there yet. Yeah, the performance was kind of like, who's Chris Allen?
I mean, it wasn't that he sang badly or anything. It's just that it was such a, I don't know. It wasn't that great of a song. It was like, okay, when can we get on to some more stuff, you know?
Right. And it's not as good as the third nomination song for the Rad Reality Idol Awards. You know, our first one was...
Is that a segue, Ron?
Number two is Brett Favre singing Pants on the Ground. And number three is Michelle, our very own Michelle Costa singing... Nomination. We got one more nomination, and it will be played in a couple minutes.
Okay, the girl's name is Orianthe Panagaris. She is from Australia, and she was debuted on her album Believe, and she's best known for being Michael Jackson's lead guitarist on his comeback concert series.
Wow!
Cool.
Thanks,
cool.
Alan.
So she's played with Carlos Santana, Carrie Underwood, Adam Lambert, a bunch of big people.
You know what? Let's talk about that real quick. Carrie Underwood.
Mary J. Blige.
Carrie Underwood, good segue. I liked her, but you know, even her song was kind of like, you know, it was nice just to see her up there because she's hot, you know, but you know.
Yeah, you're saying that this song really didn't, the song didn't do it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, she's played with Prince, Eric Clapton.
Holy crap!
She's played with a bunch.
Holy crap!
A bunch of big names.
I thought you were done, Alan. My God.
No, there's a bunch.
Holy moly.
Apparently she's a huge, huge hit in Australia. She's just now making her name over here. Big time in it.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it was she's hot. She played pretty good, you know what I mean? And I love to hear her just play guitar, you know. And it was a great opening act for that reason. So, wow, we have a guest who was able to type.
Who?
I've never seen a guest type before, unless they made the name guest. Yeah. So, yo, beep. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and play our last performance before.
Big John.
Yeah. You know. No, actually, it would have been something else, but
Big
Bad John went up. But okay, guys. In the past year, when I first met her, we had this, you know, this girl that comes to our show all the time. And Tuesday night. So, you know, who would not be not part of the American Idol? The Rad Reality Show Idol if it wasn't for this. And it's kind of like this group, you know.
I wonder who that is.
Yeah, I can't find her right this second, though. Where is it? Oh, no. Somebody took it off my playlist? No. Nobody could have done that.
But Salem's been on your computer again, huh?
Nah, I know where it is. It's right here.
Damn, y'all looking fine. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, baby.
Hey, yo, Ron Simmons. Ooh, of course.
So let me tell you.
I'm pretty smart, so why can't we even try? The boys all like us cause we make them wonder why. The boys, they want us so they can't help but to try. Keep up engaged with me, oh, I'm waiting.
Alan.
Yes.
We have Alan with Ding Dingling, number one. We have number two. We have Brett Favre standing pants on the ground. We have number three, Michelle doing boom, 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 or zoom, zoom, zoom. Or you know, the one I'm voting for, Smooth Operator by Graciously Vain. You know, I did have one more that I could put in, but I'll save for another time. So, do your votes. Pick one, two, or three, or four. Type in the chat room, and we'll kind of like pick by, you know, who, and or if you guys here, we can even do this. You know, people that are guests, you ain't gonna be able to vote. You want to tweet me? Tweet me the number that you want. It's the Rad Reality Show, the tweeter. And if you're on Facebook, drop me on Facebook, and I'll try my best to keep up with them. It looks like, I should have had a piece of paper. Paul, are you ready for this?
Wow! Hey, guess what? I decided I was going to start punching one in, and so I kept hitting send, send, send. I got a little pop-up message saying you're talking too fast.
Oh, yeah, don't tell me all the time. Okay,
am so I ready
Costa,
for what?
The votes. We got four votes for Costa and two
wow.
for Alan.
Are you keeping track?
Yeah.
Oh, there's four, okay.
Yeah.
There was five. Big John didn't give three. Big John said Costa instead of putting the number three. So there's five for her.
All right. Number one's for My Ding-a-Ling. Number two is for Pants on the Ground. Number three is Costa for Boom, 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 Zoom. And number four is our sweet Corey.
Yeah, and I'm voting, just to let you guys know, I'm voting like two times for Corey because me and Sam votes Corey.
Yeah.
And then and I should be tweeting, you know, Corey to get herself in here to vote for herself. But come on, vote for Corey. Or no, you can vote for Cassidy.
Michelle wins. Yay!
What?
Michelle won.
It's not over. We'll wait till you got time to tweet if you're listening and you can't.
Oh, that's right. Some people are listening on the phone and not in the chat. I get you.
Yeah, or they're listening, you know, and they're guests. And if you have a minute, get a hold of me. You know, get a hold of me. I will count all the votes. But right now, it looks like six votes to Costa, three votes to Alan, and two votes for Corey.
Alan, I think you might be missing out on the lack of booty shake that, you know, you didn't have what Michelle had.
No, I need the million 13-year-olds as Boom Boomer would put it.
You think you'd appeal
so
to that demographic?
No, I seriously doubt it.
Okay.
First off,
Irish didn't vote yet, so I'm giving Irish. Did Irish vote yet? Irish voted for you, right?
Yeah, she said I'm the winner.
Yeah, so I'll give him a vote. That's four votes for Alan now. 6-4-2.
Hey, just in case, another shout out in case Vicky is on the phone.
She is.
Hi, Vicky.
She's not on my phone. She's on Cherry Garcia's phone.
Okay.
And,
in case anybody knows who Vicky is and haven't heard, she had her knee surgery today, and she's recuperating, and everything's looking good so far. And there you go. Cherry said, Vicky says hi to everybody.
Okay. Now, moving on, the three last subjects that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Or is there anything else we had?
I checked. I think about everything off except what you
holding to the end.
Well, I'm not sure how the end fits in. No, we here's
okay,
one that I absolutely love that we haven't talked about is the 66-year-old Joe Cocker with Crystal and Lee.
Let's do that get now.
I, with help from
I thought group. He was stroking out. When he did that first high note and he had his face all contorted and his right eye was half shut and his left eye was wide open, I really thought something was wrong because, you know.
My very, very first... My very, very first rock concert that I went to was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I saw this crazy guy come on the stage and shake in a spastic way, and I thought, what is wrong with this guy? And that was just before Woodstock, where he was still somewhat unknown at Woodstock, and I love Joe Cocker. And I loved that song, and I loved how Crystal and Lee got into that, and that got a couple stars from me tonight.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was an awesome performance, and we have a caller. Woohoo! We have a caller.
Hey, for Alan and I.
Hey, how many people? I want everybody to raise your hand. Who all thought of Winnie when that song came on? Everybody, raise your hand. One, two, okay, I got two people out there who thought of Winnie when the song came on. Appreciate you two people that listen.
The Wonder Years.
I thought about the Wonder Years,
Okay, Winnie was on the Wonder Years. But I had two people raise their hand, so I'm good with that.
Did you count mine?
I counted them.
Okay. Who's on the phone, Ron?
Who is? Caller, state your name and where you're from.
Listen to me. Wait, three hands. I raised three hands.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad.
Two hands were helping the third one raise.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
Wendy. Mine. Okay. Okay, that was a bad joke. And
I know.
No one even got it.
I got it. I just didn't want to go there.
So, Ben, is that you, Ben?
Yo, Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
To get by with a little help from my friends.
Let's let Al do that one.
New England representing.
Yes, in the house.
So kind of like, I have a question for y'all. You know,
go.
Ben, is there reason you called in, first of all? I mean, is there something we've already talked about?
No, we have a major topic we haven't covered.
Ben's the pill.
We still got those topics, probably. Are you talking about?
Okay, tell Ben which topics you wanted to save to the end, and if it isn't included in what he wanted to talk about, then.
Why don't we not talk about what we're not talking about?
No, it's time to talk about what we talk about, and it's not one of those ones that we're talking about.
Well, shit, I want
to
talk about it.
What are you guys talking about?
Hey,
I don't know.
Talking right now? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what
they're
talking about either.
You know what I have to say to y'all?
Waka 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 waka. Way to go, Ron.
Please help Alan. Alan, Waka Waka Waka.
Waka Waka.
The Muppet Shows. It's Fozzie Bear's thing.
I told you I didn't watch Three Stooges.
Yeah, so it's not Waka Waka Waka. It's okay. Get it down. Okay.
Oh, now we're known as the four dingbats now that Ben's on here. Thanks, Ben.
No, Ben is actually Shemp.
Oh, that's right.
It's what?
Shemp.
It's Shemp.
There was four. There was three Stooges, but the third one got replaced. So there was a total of four.
So was I the one that was replaced?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. He's Curly. Was Curly replaced? Yeah, Curly was replaced, right?
Nope.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay, anyways. Okay, so, we have to talk about these last three things. And the first one we're going to talk about is the rest of the cast coming back to the show. I mean, it's not the whole cast. I mean, David Cook.
That
was
the only one.
Okay. David Cook's the only one that's missing from the winners?
Yep.
Is everyone in agreement? I mean,
first I said, who is this girl that's singing? I did not recognize Kelly when she first came on. I couldn't believe it.
Because of the hair.
Yeah, I mean, she's gotten really probably the heaviest that I've ever seen her, but I've never had a problem with that. But
oh, it's a fat joke, huh?
No, she was.
What are you talking about, Aunt
Paul?
Yeah, she was.
Tip him off.
She had a bee sting on her cheeks or something. They were all puffed out in the hair, and but then I. No, I love Kelly Clarkson.
I vote to evict Paul.
Ah.
Detroit has spoken.
But I did every other one except David Cook were there.
Yeah, I was shocked to see Taylor Hicks there. I thought
Taylor Hicks?
He wouldn't
Who's
show
that?
Up.
Hey, he's available. Why wouldn't he be there?
I mean, I was shocked. Fantasia,
Cat McPhee there?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Oh,
was,
I'll have to download
and,
it then.
And Just Fornini was there?
Who?
Yeah.
You notice, hold on, I got to point something out. You notice Paul said he didn't notice Kelly because she was fat, but he couldn't notice Ruben because he was skinny.
I mean,
Ruben call it like it is.
Is looking.
Wow, really?
Did you notice this really? Season when he was on the show, there wasn't one bead of sweat this time? He was on.
Wow.
He was on as a guest, I don't know, about four...
Oh, are you saying fat people sweat too much?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I just am going to keep my shovel and keep digging, and sorry.
So I should invest in some a right guard or left guard or something like that, huh?
I mean, I like to talk about fat people because we are.
No.
Yeah.
No, but...
I'm not fat, I'm big bone!
Okay.
No, I mean, it's still on my DVR, and I'm so going to slow it down to see who I missed in that, all the other contestants that were dressed in white, but those are some that
I saw lots of people. Nikki, Oh, man.
From that first season, what's her name, the blonde that went on to do some hosting on TV Guide Network. Somebody in the chat room, come on. Of course, we've got a little delay there, but no.
Yeah, wait for the delay.
See, they should have did a Ruben Michael duet. I think that would be kind of cool.
Oh, well, I think I'd like to see that one.
Yeah, I would like to see that
important
one.
Part.
There was lots of people up on that stage, and I'm trying to remember. I mean, I saw a little Archuleta.
Yeah,
was there.
Archie.
Yeah, a little Archie. Yeah. You know, there
was
there? So many. Who?
Fantasia, Barrino.
Yeah, all the winners were there. All the winners were there, but
David Cook.
David Cook.
Wow.
And
but,
I'm really shocked that David Cook wasn't there.
Yeah, one by one, Ben, the past winners started coming out, and Kelly led them, and so every one of the past winners came out except David Cook.
Wow. But Cat McPhee was there, right?
Yes, she was on center or left stage, just to the on the left side.
Awesome.
Austin was on the right side. I remember that.
Yeah,
worth watching.
It was
just
huge.
The reason David Cook gave for not being there is he was attending a charity event for cancer in Kansas City.
I was going to say either that or he was like doing a concert somewhere, but that I tell you, I. Some things, some shows or performances or whatever, I get the chills. I've been watching Idol, obviously, but that whole thing did give me a chill. It was phenomenal in my mind. I loved
it. Yeah, and honestly, it made me cry. I'll be honest with you. And it made me cry, and it's a great segue to go into it. When Paul Abdul took the hand of Simon, and just to see Paul Abdul first of all back on the stage,
that was
and, it was so great watching her lead Simon up to the the cast, and that's what I thought about as the cast of, you know, many came out there, how Simon, it was almost like family saying goodbye to the guy. And I'm not one that's going to say, okay, American Idol's going to be gone next year, after next year. Kara and Randy's going to be there still. I do think X Factor is going to probably rock. And I noticed lots of people tweeted about that. But
a lot of people are getting excited in anticipation of that show, Ron.
Yeah, is anybody? What channel is that going to be on? Is that going to be a ABC thing, or does anybody know that?
NBC.
Is it? I mean, has NBC picked it up?
Oh, somebody said NBC.
I'm just saying. I said it. You know, I said it as, is it going to be one of the big ones? I hope so, because I don't want to see it on MTV and get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
But
when are we going to talk about the most important finale?
Definitely.
I found the name I was coming with. Kimberly Caldwell.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
I remember her.
Yeah, she's hot.
I always liked her, and she was on the stage tonight as well.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. There was lots of people. There were so many that I couldn't...
There was, what, maybe 25, 30 of them?
And yeah, I mean, there was lots of the past. I saw there, you know, lots of the past. And that's, I think, brought tears to my eyes, you know, as the whole, you know, night went, you know.
Yeah, it kind of brought the whole experience, if you've been watching from, you know, early on in season one, and it just brought it all together at one time, you know. It was kind of not overwhelming, but you know.
What do you guys think about Simon going? Alan, let's jump to you first.
I don't know. He was really a big part of the show, and I think some people watched it just for him alone, just to see how nasty he could be. I think the show will go on, but it's definitely not going to be the same. I tell you what I'm interested in seeing is if they hire somebody that tries to play him and be nasty, or if they're just going to have these other people, you know, the other three, that, you know, one of them can't be nasty and the other one thinks she can and the other one just says, yo, yo, yo.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if they're stuck on the whole four judges now that they've had that for a while. I don't know. I think they have to replace it with a guy. They couldn't put Paula back in and have three women and Randy.
Paula's
I don't
going
think
to X Factor,
work.
I've been told.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would work. She did that in she did it with Simon in the UK, the X Factor.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. I mean, is to put them back together. That's what I thought I heard. Were you shocked here? It's a little bit off subject, but it's on subject. Were you shocked to see her on the stage?
No, but I did see Simon. I'm pretty sure he mouthed, "She looks hot." Either that or she looks good.
He did.
Yeah,
I'll agree with that.
And she really did. She looked really good.
And she just had his baby, too.
No, she didn't. Really?
Yes. The baby has Simon's hair.
What?
I thought that was just a bit she was... Oh, that makes more... That's funnier now that I know that.
No, it was a joke. I believe it was a bit.
Guys,
they walked right into that, didn't they?
No, I'm just a damn trust.
I was going to say. I couldn't do it. You know, I did remember the one episode, and I cracked up laughing again tonight when Simon was talking to himself in the mirror.
Oh, God,
that was great. I love that. That was so good.
Of all the Simon segments from tonight, I thought that was a pretty good one.
And was it funny how they didn't talk about the missing announcer guy? I thought for sure they maybe brought him up.
Was very first one we're supposed to have been with.
Yeah, they even cracked the pitcher. They cramped him out of the picture of the four of them. You know, it was Ryan Seacrest, Paula, Ryan, Randy, and Simon. And
yep.
I believe there was a fifth one over to the side of one of the pitchers, and they crapped him out of it. I thought maybe they would do, you know, even the segments, you know, you never saw him. So, I mean, he's totally, I think, like, who?
Yeah.
That's a great.
It was either this year, Ron, it was either this season or last season, there was a short clip of him, like a spoof that he was, you know, he was the host or something like that.
I remember at the beginning of this season, Paul, you're the one that made the comment that you didn't think it was right that Ryan was joking about him coming back.
No, it was
this
actually
season.
Deb who did that. Deb did it. Yeah, about Ryan joking about what's his name? I still don't even remember his name though.
It's Brian. It's something. Is it something Dingle or something like that? I forget now. He was in. He was the co-host with Ryan Seacrest in season one. Chat.
Dingle? Did you say Dingle?
It may not be right, but that's what's coming to my head.
He was actually more popular
Alan,
than Ryan.
Dingle, Alan, Dingle. You gonna say it?
Hi, Dingling.
Okay.
Hey, when are we going to get to the finale I want to talk about?
What do you have left in your checklist there, Ron?
Okay,
Brian Dunkelman.
Dunkelman.
Yeah.
Let me just my last, the last thing was just the whole oh, how did I say it? That I really thought Crystal maybe would have won the thing because she was a better performer last night. But
you mean the whole show?
Lee won. I like Lee better in my personal because first of all he's a Chicago boy, you know, Mount Prospect and everything. But you know, do you feel like sometimes the winner like Lee is because he's a he's the pretty boy? Do you think the pretty boy wins?
Yep.
Always, and then
I don't know. It seems that kind of seems like
why not? Sandra did.
Hey, do you know? To be honest with you.
Wait, what did you say?
I said, why not? Sandra did.
I kind of was busy because I YouTube all these performances, but I didn't vote once this year. So, I mean, is a kind of voting block, you know, that gets through. But listen, he announced at the beginning of the show, Ryan did, that it was only separated by 2%. And I put the videos up last night of their three performances. I have Crystal's three performances on one video and Lee's on another one, and the last I checked on the count, Lee just barely inched. I mean, it was probably 1% of my votes, and I'm around 3,000 for each of them.
Yeah, so
it was close vote.
I still think the pretty boy is the reason he won it, though.
Yep.
So
it's good with the 8 o'clock crowd.
All right, Ben, let's hear it. I can't wait to hear what you wanted to highlight.
24.
Well, we can't talk about it. We can't talk about it. Wait till
you said we
night.
Could.
No,
what?
Tomorrow night, Thursday night.
Oh, my
Thursday
God.
Night.
Did you at least get to see the mask yet?
The mask?
Oh, forget
no,
it.
I haven't
you
watched
ever...
nothing. I haven't watched
oh,
nothing
man.
With so far. Tomorrow
you
night.
Need to catch
tomorrow
up.
Night, we'll... Tomorrow
stay
night,
in all day tomorrow and watch all the rest of the episodes.
I'll watch. Yeah, I gotta watch it still.
You have homework.
I'll go do finish off.
Yeah, like I mentioned on Nikki's show today, it just seemed like everything, all these shows were piling on, and it's just hard to keep up with them all.
Yes. So I got Chuck to finish, and we're you know, and I got a few other shows, but.
Wow. Those that aren't in the chat room, this is kind of interesting. There was one poll done today. Cherry is sharing this. The AOL had a poll, and their poll went 68% Crystal, 32% Lee. But that's just, you know, it's, who knows what slice of the American public that was from, you know?
I couldn't get
I mean, I had a poll today, too, and it was like, it was like 90% Lee and 10%.
Well, I thought you were going to say 90% of the Blackhawks.
Yeah, poll where?
Oh,
hang your house.
You know, speaking of the Blackhawks, good segue here. You know, let's do this again.
I know how to set them up, don't I, guys?
Yeah, I guess
the Flyers,
so.
You know, here. Here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks. Take the attack, yeah, it's back, you back, you Blackhawks. You're flying high now, so let's wrap it up. Let's go, you Hawks, blue Hawks. Now all the Hawks, here comes the Hawks. 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 Here comes the Hawks.
All right. For, you know, the two people that care about that, that's fine. Anyway, Ben, what is the Ustream that you're trying to fire up there?
It's the ROV down at the break.
Where's Heather when I need her? God damn it, Heather. Did you go away?
Heather is his BFF in Chicago.
In Chicago, because my BFF in Georgia.
Oh, Big John. That was great.
Yeah.
Bad John.
Wait, where's Heather? Heather, you better be.
Oh, there she is.
Now you see why I said that.
There she is. You asked, and she delivered.
I feel sorry for Big John.
Well, you know, they don't have any pro teams in I like Big John, but
I got nothing to say about it.
Oh,
come on, Heather. Don't be pissed. Big John is just playing around. He knows there's
a hockey. It's okay.
It's okay.
Talk her down.
Yeah. Big John is a good guy.
Jerry, that was great. That was great.
That's one of the funniest guys in the chat.
Let me make sure
they
flip-cam that.
Yeah.
Get that
anyway.
On cam. Get that on video.
Wait. Guys, okay. For the people who are listening to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. They don't have any clue what we're talking about, do they?
Okay. So Big John, anybody that knows Big John, he's from Vegas. He's one of Nikki's big supporters over there. He goes, "Have they made hockey a pro sport yet?" And Irish Eyes Chicago, aka Heather, says, "Excuse me, are you kidding?" And then she goes, "Hush, Cracker Jack, Cracker."
Which I didn't say a damn thing.
Alan, I'm defending you for once, okay? Oh shit, my cat.
Oh, it's Damn Cat. Everybody say hi to Damn Cat.
Hi, Damn Cat.
Okay, so wait, can somebody else pick it up because I'm hurting over here. Her damn back legs hit me.
Heather says, I'm pissed now.
No. Okay, I'm pissed now.
Big
then,
John.
Cherry Garcia goes, Big John, I'm keeping it tell you how many times you ask that question, and I'm going to slap you that many times when I get to Vegas. I'll make sure that's videotaped, okay?
Yep.
And
for those that don't know, Cherry is a big St. Louis. I forgot
Blues.
Their nickname.
Blues.
Don't tell me the
St. Louis Blues. Thank you, fan.
Cherry, are you a St. Louis Blues fan? Oh, man. I used to like the girl.
I know. They've had some rivalries, the Hawks and the Blues.
Yeah, you know what? We got 15 minutes and we're filling up time a little bit. You want
Dallas Stars,
St. Louis Blues, and here I'll tell you a story about the Blues and the Hawks. We played the Blues like when I was in college in 1993. Man, it's been such a fucking long time ago. We were in the St. Louis area. And at that time, it was like the Blackhawks had the greatest team. We had Jeremy Roenick. We had Belfour. We had, you know, we had Chelios. We were going to win it. It was the year the Hawks were going to win. Well, Ron, we were losing 3-0 in the series. And I'm like, there's no way in hell, we were going to lose. There was no way in hell we were going to lose. We were going to lose the 4 games in a row. So we lose the 4th game, and I bet. But before I bet somebody that if we would lose 4 games in a row, that I was streak just like the Blues.
Oh no!
And we lost. And in the college I go to, there's a big old green field.
Oh, you didn't.
And people are used to streaking. So, okay, it was during the year of the riots. Yeah, you remember when you were talking about Bobby and L.A. riots?
This 1992.
In my head today. So, like, you know, they had just done a – and we went to chapel. It was a Christian college.
Oh!
So there was more people watching me streak, they said, that night. Well, the cops were called, so I never got to streak officially. Oh, shit, I am really hurting. The St. Louis Blues are my most hated team.
All right, let me ask this. When the Minnesota North Stars were playing, were the Blues still worse than the North Stars?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Blues, I hated the Blues ever since that season.
Yep. Anyway, people that aren't into hockey, this is normal stuff. This is the rivalries and the smack talking.
Okay, so...
And Cherry in the chat room, because she's a Blues fan, asked Ron, will you still speak to me now?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. If you will kill my cat, because that leg just killed my fucking leg. Okay, sorry.
And Salem knows how to push Ron's buttons, too, I think.
Yeah.
For sure.
Did you review that cat video?
Oh!
Did you review the cat video? You haven't watched it?
No,
I'm 70 seconds.
He's behind. He's got too many things that he has to catch up on.
Do it over breakfast.
No, I'm... Okay, keep on talking, guys.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was like, uh-oh, I dropped off.
No.
I love when I, you know what, people keep on saying that I talk too much.
No, they don't.
There's times I want you guys to talk, and you guys don't talk.
Bears.
No. I'm trying to think of if there's any other topics people still wanted to chime in on finales other than 24, because people haven't watched it off their DVR yet. I guess we already talked about Celebrity Apprentice and that type of thing.
Lost.
Oh, see, I thought that was, of all series finales, that we knew, you know, some of these series end and they don't get a chance to, you know, finish it up right. And as confusing as all 6 years were, I think they did probably the best job that they could have with that. And I really did enjoy that one.
How did Ronnie feel?
I haven't chatted with him, but he really didn't watch Lost. And the night of the finale, he was begging people to tweet him about what was happening. And he said, no, really, tell me. Come on, guys, really, tell me. I promise I won't say anything.
I saw it. I thought he was having a Lost withdrawal or something. So,
you know.
Are you talking again, Ron?
I'm sorry. People keep on aiming me. They're not used to it. I should have got off AIM. Yes, I am talking.
I am too.
And I'm so sorry. Okay, what? Valerie ain't listening to my show probably, but she just was talking to me about Bret Michaels extensions.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, his hair is fake. You know that, right?
I figured he was balding, but I didn't know that he got like extensions. And I didn't know that.
Oh,
but that's
yeah,
okay.
Corey makes jokes about how, you know, he would even ask her for his extensions. Her extensions.
Oh, geez.
By
the way, anybody listening to this, I did capture Brett's interview on the Tonight Show last night, but I put it on Facebook, but I've restricted it to those people that ask for it because I'm always afraid of copyrights and that crap. So if you're interested in seeing that interview from last night, it was actually kind of interesting. It was there was some more stuff in there that Oprah didn't cover, which I also have. But go to my Facebook and say I want to watch it, and I'll set the privacy up so you can see it.
Yeah, and it costs us $4.99 a minute. No, $4.99 just to view it, and you can send it to my PayPal account.
Good segue, Ron.
And you will be able to watch all Bret Michaels stuff, you know, and actually, I do have to plug some stuff.
You do.
Check my autographs out. Check my eBay account, please. Help me out. And if you guys don't want to buy nothing, I do have a donation button on the radrealityshow.us. So, I mean, I haven't really wanted to push the whole freaking donation thing. But if you know,
times when
like
it's appropriate.
Go ahead, Paul. I'll let you address it more.
I'm going to put the links in there, but certain times, you know, things can help, and this is a time where if you've been thinking about donating, would be a good time. And if you go to Ron's page, you just have to scroll down a little bit, and you'll find the PayPal donation. But the also the eBay and the store for his website of his memorabilia, you know. Look through them and see if there's anything that you're somewhat interested in. And, if you're thinking of buying it, now would be a good time to do it. And I will stop talking and I'll put the links in there.
Yeah, I'm going to, if you haven't got Real Player yet, I'm going to try to get that signed up sometime this week that you guys can sign up for Real Player through me, for Big Brother and everything. So just a way to help me keep the show going too, actually, by helping me right now and everything. Alan, you're still with us, right?
Yes.
You have any last minute stuff we need to talk about that you can think of?
Nope.
Okay. I do have some more stuff to talk about, but Paul, you got anything last minute?
Nothing's coming to my mind right now. I'll be sure to interrupt you if I do think of something else.
Ben, do you have anything that you want to talk about specifically?
Just the benefit for autism that will be happening June 6th in Haverhill, Mass. And for anybody in the New England area to get at me or Panther or Michelle Costa to find out all about it.
And make sure you guys, next week is Panther's birthday, so make sure you also wish her a happy birthday. I don't know. I'll probably pull something.
Actually, yeah, speaking about that, maybe a live remote that night, possibly Saturday night from the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Will there be any Boom 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 Zoom performances?
You're damn Skippy.
Okay, I still got some stuff I would like to talk about, and it's kind of, it's like events, okay, so, Alan,
yes,
if you could play beer pong with anybody you want from Big Brother, especially if they're going to be in the Vegas Bash, who do you want to play beer pong with?
Give it time to think about that, going to somebody
okay,
else.
Here's what Nikki said. What they're going to do is they're going to take a reality star or celebrity, and that celebrity will be paired up with a fan. So you're trying to decide on which reality person that you would team up with.
Oh, well, me and Michael automatically have the unfair advantage. Because we've played before.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I don't know about that.
We heard, those that weren't listening to Nikki's show today, we had a call-in from a Survivor cast member from Survivor Panama, and it was Bobby, the big dog, Mason, who, when he heard about this, said, whoever teams up with me, I guarantee a win. So he's excited about competing. So there's
Bobby's funny.
Eric Stein thinks he's the greatest thing from beer pong heaven. And Nick, another one.
Bobby Mason's a funny guy.
Yeah, Bobby Mason was awesome. Just to let you know, it was like, I actually was really happy. Johnny Fairplay, you know, kind of didn't show up for her. And so I had called in to talk idol with her, and then I stood on the line with, you know, for Bobby Mason, and I'm going to get him on the show some Thursday in the next couple weeks.
And guess what? He just had to ask Bobby when he was talking to him. He had to ask about what he thought about Sandra and Coattail, and boy, those two started. It didn't get. Let's just say that they were in a majority of agreement.
It was so nice to have somebody with me just to say it. And I thought you were going to mention that I mentioned wrestling. And speaking of wrestling, I knew there was something. Did you
I was afraid for Nikki because she was trying to wrap up her show, and I thought, you know, this conversation between Bobby and Ron about wrestling, this could go on for a long time. You guys were so excited
to
talk
to my
about
show.
Yeah,
that's why I kind of wanted to bring it, because when I bring him on, we will talk wrestling. You know what I mean? But anyway, did you guys hear? I'm switching subjects real quick, Paul.
Okay.
Did you hear about Rupert going to wrestle up in the WF? Oh, I always forget it. Is it WF?
WWE, WWF. I don't know what all those initials are.
God. Anyways, the one that Jesse's at.
TNA.
No, he's not in TNA. Give me a second. Oh, shit. This always bugs the shit out of me because I always forget that.
There's many of those letters out there.
I know it's, no, see, I know it's the WF or like W, you know, type W.
Anyway.
Anyways, give me a second. Rupert is going this week to challenge WFX. I was right. See, stick with me, and I'll get it right.
60 seconds.
WFX, Rupert's going up there this Friday to face off with Johnny Fairplay.
Nice.
So believe it or not, we will be seeing maybe a Johnny Fairplay.
That is likely to be aired where, do you think, Ron? Do you think they'll be on YouTube or they'll be on some website? Or
no,
you'll
hey, if you go to their webpage. If you go to the webpage, it's.
You know that Rupert's going to pick him up and slam him to the ground and do a Bonnie Ducci on him.
It's www.wfxwrestling.com. I might try to get the promoter to call in. Maybe I'll get him to try to call in tomorrow. Maybe I'll try to get a hold of Rupert. See what I can do with him, even. It's going to be hard to do, but maybe I can.
15 seconds.
Yeah, did you hear this? Did you guys hear that 60 seconds countdown?
No, but go.
You know what? I haven't been over in such a long time. Though I do have a date in a minute. I forgot. I have a Skype date with my BFF.
Nice.
She's felt, what is the word? So talk to you guys tomorrow night when we'll do something. Maybe I'll get 24 done, and we'll do 24. We'll talk finales. We'll talk Lost. We'll talk 24. We'll talk, you know, we still have lots of stuff to cover. So much to talk about. We'll talk about the Chicago Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup. in the next week. So, see you guys tomorrow.
Good night, all.
Night.
And Alan dropped off and said night to y'all.